Every day there's more information.
Doctors starting to see more children and teens.
That affects you and your family.
Coronavirus Daily.
Coronavirus Daily. Keeping you up to date on the rapidly changing COVID-19 crisis.
Every day you'll hear from the experts.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Many people in this country are fatigued.
Doctors in the field.
Dr. Gigi Granville is a immunologist.
One podcast with all the information you need. Coronavirus Daily.
Find this Odyssey original podcast and others on Odyssey.com and the Odyssey.com app. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. And be sure to hit the subscribe button.
Whether you're a seasoned investor like me or new to the game, it's time to sit down, roll up your sleeves, and find out new ways of making money. Subscribe to WBBM's new podcast, Gains with Andy Gersher, where I talk to experts from all over the country to get fresh perspectives on meme stocks, cryptocurrencies, AI, and so much more. Subscribe to Gains with Andy Gersher on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon. Lots of stuff that you and I are doing today. Lots of things that you and I have to get ready for. There's some great events coming up. I will tell you that Saturday there's caroling in Monroe Park. We're going to talk a little bit about that about an hour or so from now. And then on Sunday, don't forget the big Christmas parade out in Providence Forge in New Kent. My friend Emily Morrissey has agreed to be the co-grand marshal with me. And I know Emily's been practicing her parade wave all week, so she's a pro. So lots of good, fun stuff. Now, around the holidays, I think a lot of us start to think more, as we should, about our families and how you take care of your families appropriately. For some of us, we've seen it up close and personal. I've told you the story of my mom and her last year or thereabouts. Obviously, we've got concerns, Heidi and I do, with Julia. And some folks have concerns they don't ask anybody. Now, we have a great resource in our community. I talk about Companion Extraordinaire Home Care Services all the time, right? Every single day. I tell you about the great team that Don Benninghove has assembled there, and Dave Bodman is always on the lookout for the best of the best. And I thought, why not ask Don if she could cut some time out of her schedule, and believe me, she's pressed, just to spend a few moments with us. And I'm happy to say that she's doing exactly that. Don, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, I am so excited, Jeff, to be here. How wonderful, and thank you for all that you do for everyone and having us on.
Well, listen, the pleasure is mine, and I wanted to start, if you don't mind, can you share your story with everybody who's listening, and then let's talk about how those of us who want to take care of parents and loved ones maybe can do that.
Absolutely. So my dad, almost 20 years ago, had Parkinson's as well as dementia, and I tried numerous ways to find care for him, both privately as well as through a couple of agencies, and it just wasn't what I felt it should be. Being a registered nurse now for 40 years, I just had standards that were pretty up there, if you will.
Right.
And, you know, and so in that struggle, I came to my dad one day, just going and spending every night with him and heading back to Ashland and, you know, taking care of working. I was still working on the floor as a nurse at the time. And I said, Dad, there's just got to be a better way. And he had one of his incredibly lucid moments. And he looked at me and said, Dawn Ray, you can do anything you want and anything you put your mind to. And I just decided at that moment that we could do this and that we could raise a standard for home care.
Wow. Well, it is a reputation which is well earned and well deserved. When I speak with people who have utilized Companion Extraordinaire Home Care Services over the years, I mean, it's just amazing to me. The people who look at you and look at the caregivers on the team you've assembled and just say, oh, my gosh, it's like having another family member. That's pretty high praise.
Well, we are truly humbled by those who have allowed us to come into their homes and be a part of their lives. And being a family member is something that families have said to us. And that, to me, is the highest praise that we could ever, ever receive. You know, Jeff, we don't always get it 100%. But what I always say is if we, you know, are honest about what we can and what we can't do, and when we do make a mistake, truly apologize and do better the next time, that's what most of us people every day just expect.
Yeah. You have recently started a podcast, and I want people to understand that I asked you to come on the program to talk about a number of things. It's not, believe it or not, it's not an advertisement for Companion Extraordinaire, but your knowledge and your skill set in this area is just so huge that I'm thrilled to see that you have a podcast now to help people just kind of navigate a system that maybe I'm crazy, Dawn, but sometimes it seems to me the whole system is set up so that you just throw up your hands and quit.
We actually have had some families who came to us at that point, and you're right, that's part of why we did the podcast. It's called Home Care Companion. And we've had incredible people on it. People are so generous with their time. And Marianne Johnson used to be the director of the Richmond Alzheimer's Association, Kim Leffler. Her parents have both gone through this. And she wrote a book, A Turn for the Better, you know, Hanover County Sheriff's Department. And now our aides. Our aides have some incredible stories about their lives and why they turned to becoming a nursing assistant and things that they've gone through with their parents or grandparents. So we just felt that it was a great way to give back to our community and make sure that people had the knowledge that they needed, because I am truly a supporter of believing that knowledge is power.
Well, the podcast is wonderful. Now, for folks who were not aware of this, how would they access those?
On their Android or on Apple, they can certainly find us, as well as through our website, www.cnninc.com.
Well, I'm going to make sure we get that up on our social media and websites as well. One of the things I did want to highlight and ask your opinion on is the staffing situation. You know, everywhere I go, local businesses are asking the same question. Where are the people? Where are the folks who want to work? Or are you facing the same situation?
We are. That is, in the home care industry, we are seeing this across the board, across the nation. Mm. And, you know, being a nurse for 40 years and owning Companion Extraordinaire for almost 20 now, we've had our ebbs and flows, but we've never seen it like this. And what we're really proud of is that we have kept a very strong base. Our employees currently, they're just so faithful, and they have stayed the course, if you will, and we've tried very hard to make sure that we've increased their pay and done some things along those lines to make sure that they know how much we appreciate them. And we're just having the same recruiting concerns that everyone else is. You know, people aren't either answering the ads, or what we're finding is that there's so many jobs available now that people can truly pick and choose as to where they go and who they work for. So between our high standards of who we hire, you know, I'd rather hire one or two people a month and they be well trained, either go through our training center or, you know, make sure they've got a good background on training, and us grow back slowly again. Because, you know, we did lose hours when the pandemic hit because everybody was frightened, and, we are growing stronger and growing back, but it's been an uphill climb.
Do you mind bragging about one of your employees? I didn't, I don't know if you were aware that I was going to ask this, but Paolo, I heard his story. Dave Bodman and I had lunch a couple of weeks ago, and he told me the story of one of your caregivers, and I thought, oh my gosh, he's my hero, and I've never met this guy. Paolo sounds like just Companion Extraordinaire personified.
Exactly. We absolutely call him our extraordinary care provider. So we entered Palo in a national care provider contest through a company called Home Care Association of America. And Palo ended up being a top 10 national finalist. And we are just so, so very proud of him. He does indeed have all of the incredible qualities of just the best of the best. And so thank you for allowing me to brag on him, because he is tremendous.
Now, I would imagine when people call Companion Extraordinaire, now they go, we'd like Palo, please?
Yes.
Right?
We've actually had a couple of people who wanted to know if he was available. And, you know, so now he's working as many hours as he possibly can.
Oh, I love that. Well, listen, Dawn, with the podcast and this repository of information now available to the general public, you said it's on your website. Do you mind giving that web address one more time?
Sure. www.cenninc.com.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we are going to get it up on our website and our social media. I just think it's such a valuable resource. And what's great, I think, is that whether people are calling Companion Extraordinaire because they need services, or they want to be a care provider, or in this case saying, you know what, I don't actually need any of these right now, but boy, I'd like to have sort of a leg up on navigating the system. My hat is off to you, as it always is, Dawn, and I just appreciate you making some time for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just hope that whether people choose us or choose another home care company, that they truly receive the services that they need, because our seniors have done so much for us. You know, it's their turn when their time comes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That is Dawn Benninghove, registered nurse. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman. She really is. She's a local business owner. Two locations, by the way, for Companion Extraordinaire, down in Lakeside, up here in Ashland. They're a Toys for Tots deposit location. If you've got a brand new unwrapped toy and you want to help the Marines get it out to some kids that could really enjoy it, drop by one of their locations. But I really do appreciate her dropping by, because when you are dealing with the bureaucracy, whether it's because you've got a mom or a dad who's in need of help, it could be somebody in your family who's a veteran. You're going, oh, my God, how do we get these services from the VA? It could be because you've got a family member who is disabled or needs long-term care and needs 24/7 nursing care. This is just a leg up. So I'll get the link up for that. And I would urge you, you want to learn a little bit more, you'll go, you'll visit, you'll listen to some of Dawn's stuff, okay? It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.